Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The race to 5G, fifth generation cellular network technology that provides broadband access, actually may come at a price. We're bringing in Tom Nizial this morning. Tom's the winter weather expert for the Weather Channel. And Tom, the price that we're talking about is weather forecasting, right?
Yeah, it certainly could have an impact down the line on weather forecasts.
Yeah, how exactly does this have an impact? Now, we've heard something about interference. It would get in the way of the equipment that, whether it's the Weather Service or other forecasters use?
Okay, so here's the situation. Many of these frequencies that are being sold off for the new 5G network, the frequencies it will broadcast over, they're very close to the natural frequencies emitted by water vapor in the atmosphere. And that water vapor is a very important parameter in forecasting the weather, of course. So what happens is the water vapor emits at this wavelength or frequency similar to what is being proposed in this entire band of 5G network. And weather satellites gather that information. That information is extremely important because roughly 90% of the data that is fed into these extremely complicated computer forecast models that make our weather forecast comes from satellites. And so if that data is interrupted in some way or it's degraded in some way, then it's impossible to get a real good idea of the initial state of the atmosphere. And if you can't do that, it's garbage in, garbage out. That would lead to a reduction in the accuracy of weather forecasts.
And because you're talking about, you know, the water vapor, what's naturally occurring, it's not like as if the National Weather Service could just change the frequency they work on or anything like that.
That's correct. Water vapor is going to do its thing. That's just a natural emission that comes from all objects. They emit microwave energy, depending on their temperature and their molecular structure. And so water vapor emits at a very specific frequency. What we would like to see as scientists is that that frequency isn't touched. Use everything else you want to do in that wide band of the 5G network frequencies that are now being auctioned off to be used by these networks, but protect that range of frequencies that are used to observe water vapor in the atmosphere.
All right, and it's not just forecasting, but maybe critical lead time for people in the path of a tornado or a hurricane or a blizzard, right?
Oh, absolutely. Forecast models operate on all different time ranges and are really highly detailed. What we refer to as mesoscale models are making tremendous strides recently in predicting the occurrence of severe weather, whether it be hurricanes, tornadoes, blizzards, all of that type of information. The reduction in the accuracy that we might see if this goes through and these frequencies are included in this auctioning, I could take us back decades in our forecast accuracy. And we're doing so well recently in being able to provide that kind of safety to the public and that advance warning that this would really be a blow.
Hey, you mentioned that decades. The NOAA Administrator, Neil Jacobs, he was talking to the House Science Committee not too long ago, and he said that this could degrade the forecast skill by up to 30%, and he kind of gave an estimate, you know, when it was 30% less than it was today. That was like around 1980 was the time frame he gave. Can you give us an idea of what that means, you know, 1980 forecasting technology compared to now? I mean, how much better are we able to track these storms and know about weather patterns now?
Well, certainly from a daily forecast standpoint, where we were with accuracy back in 1980 for a three-day forecast, That's about where we are for 5 to 7 days out now. So think about that on a daily basis. But what's even more important is major storms like Sandy that ravaged the East Coast a few years ago. That forecast was picked up and accurately modeled, very difficult forecast on the track of the storm by the European forecast model. A degradation in this type of data, to rerun that model, I believe some of the researchers have done that, and they suggested that that storm would not have been accurately forecast. And, of course, that leads to issues in evacuating people along coastal areas, lead time in these major storms, and that can lead to an increase in certainly the potential for injury or death.
Tom, what's the solution here? Do forecasters have clout to stop this?
Well, I certainly hope they do. I you know, in reading what I've read from our legislative leaders, they are putting forth an effort to try to bring the science side, the NOAA side, the atmospheric side and forecast modeling, together with those who are working with releasing these frequencies for the new 5G network. And there will be meetings coming up here in the next couple of months. And we're hoping that when we have this major meeting of the world's frequency regulators this fall, then there may be a negotiation to take some of these narrow bands of frequencies and make those off limits to the 5G network, which should not impact that at all, and be able to reserve that for still being able to get that data into our weather satellites and provide the most accurate forecast and warnings for the public.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.